Talk with Maria Bailey. Join Maria as she takes on topics important to you. From the cradle to college, Maria and her expert guests offer information, tips, and tools to make the busy lives of families easier. Now, here's your host, Maria Bailey.
Well, half of the nation is digging out of a snowstorm, and if you are one of those people who have been bundled up all weekend, then hopefully I can warm your heart and warm you up with some great conversation today on Mom Talk Radio. I'm glad that you're sharing some of your day with us, whether you're drinking hot cocoa in the Northeast or maybe a hot toddy in the Southeast. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio. I want to thank our sponsor, Pre-Mama. Drink Pre-Mama. Pre-Mama is the prenatal vitamin that you don't have to swallow a big old pill. It can be mixed into your drink. It is flavorless, but it has all the nutrition that you and your developing baby need. Best of all now with Pre-Mama is that they offer two new formulas for fertility and lactation and for a product line for your complete maternity wellness. If you are trying to be pregnant, you're breastfeeding, or you are pregnant, then Pre-Mama is the choice for you, and it's available online at CVS, Target, Amazon, and specialty stores like Whole Foods. So thank you, Pre-Mama, for bringing me into the radio every week. So speaking of the week, I actually celebrated a birthday this week. I'm 1 year older, although I think I'm in denial. But I'm working toward having my best year ever when it comes to physical fitness, and I hope you are too, because we're, what, like 3 weeks into our New Year's resolutions, and we're going to talk a lot about that today. We're going to talk about growing healthy kids with food straight from the soil, and how we can keep our fitness throughout the year, and a lot of it has to do with motivation, so I'm really excited. Later on in the show, we're going to have with us a dear friend of mine, Daisy Sutherland. She is, let me tell you, a 50-year-old who has decided to become a bodybuilder. She's the mom of five, a grandmother of one. She homeschools all the kids, and now she is doing bodybuilding contests. So you don't have to be like her, but you can take her as an example of, you know what, we can all find time for a little health and fitness this year in 2016. And I want to remind you that during 2016, if you like what you hear on Mom Talk Radio, you can go to our website, momtalkradio.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Mom Talk, or you can download our free app and listen to any of the shows. Take us with you along in your walk or your car. I was going to say on your Walkman, but I'm not really sure people use Walkman anymore. That was like so 80s, wasn't it, that I just almost said that? Now I'm showing my age, right? Anyways, you can take us with you anytime you want. And we are going to move into our first guest. We're going to take a short little break. But when we return, we're going to be talking with the author of The Dirt Cure, Growing Healthy Kids with Food Straight from the Soil.
Mom's Little Secret, Mom Talk Radio.
I am delighted to be joined by the author of The Dirt Cure, Growing Healthy Kids with Food Straight from the Soil. It's written by Dr. Sheet Treat Klein, and she is she's a pediatric neurologist with a medical degree from Albert Einstein College of Medicine. She has practiced in Arizona. She's now living in New York City with her children, where she runs Brain Mending, her healing practice, and Urban Farm. And I'd like to welcome her to Mom Talk Radio. So welcome to Mom Talk.
Thank you so much for having me.
So tell me, first of all, what is Dirt Cure? Like, what is that?
The Dirt Cure is three things. It's being exposed to microbes, germs and microbes. It's eating healthy food eating whole food that comes from healthy soil, and it's getting outside and spending time in nature. And those three elements are critically important for children's health, and those three things are not happening as much as they need to be happening, and so we're seeing a real increase in chronic illness in children.
And so when we talk about chronic illness in children, what would that include?
Chronic illness could include anything from having chronic ear infections to having chronic strep throat, asthma, diabetes, Crohn's and colitis, ADHD, autism, headaches, seizures, kinds of conditions that basically don't get better and keep coming back, and often require also chronic medication.
So there's a lot of moms out there that carry hand sanitizer and wipes and every form of disinfectant possible to keep germs off of their children. But yet, what I'm hearing from you is that exposing kids to germs on purpose might be a good answer.
I would say this. I'm a believer in good old hand washing with soap, a bar of soap, nothing fancy, soap and water, you know, before we eat or other things like that. I think that's a perfectly fine thing to do. But I think we're finding that things like hand sanitizer and bleach, for instance, there's a study on bleach that came out recently that shows that children who are in school or home settings where they use a lot of bleach actually have a higher incidence of getting flu or chronic cough or certain other infections. So paradoxically, it may be that getting exposed to more diverse microorganisms is actually really important for helping the immune system to function well, and actually having diverse organisms in the body prevents any one organism from growing too much out of control, which is what happens in infection.
That's very interesting. So give me some examples of good illness versus bad illness.
I think it's a great question. It's a little challenging to call an illness good, because I think,
right.
People don't like seeing their children be uncomfortable,
Right.
But I think in the sense of what can build the immune system to be healthier and more resilient, a child gets a fever, they're feeling kind of tired and a little poopy, but they don't look too toxic. They need to sleep a lot. They need to rest and recover. Maybe they have a runny nose, a sore throat, a cough, whatever. And it goes away in a few days. And, what you do is maybe rather than giving Tylenol and Advil and all of those things, you just make sure they're well hydrated, let them get lots of sleep, don't try to push them back to school too quickly, and make sure they're, getting good, healthy, unprocessed food, not a lot of sugar, because sugar actually suppresses the immune response to a certain degree. So that kind of infection is the body's opportunity to learn on its own how to overcome illness and recover. And that actually is important and pays off down the road, because it helps. The immune system is a learning system, and it constantly learns from every experience. Whereas an infection, not an infection, but let's say you look, any baby under 2 months of age has a fever. Mm-hmm. That's a different category. You immediately talk to your doctor in that case. And certainly, if you look at your child and your instinct says something's not right here, your child looks really toxic, they're not responding to you, or things like that, that's a situation where a child has a fever. You want to get them checked out right away, because I believe in parents having a really good intuition around when their child is really sick. And unfortunately, many times doctors don't listen to that intuition, but I believe in that. And every time a parent comes to me and thinks that, they're right.
So can we talk a little bit real quickly? I want to make sure that we get to the food part. You have an urban farm and food straight from the soil. What are the five foods that you think kids should eat to protect themselves against illness?
So one of my favorite foods is actually eggs. And when I'm talking eggs, I'm talking egg yolks. I have a lot of parents who come and say they give their children egg white omelets because they don't want them to get too much cholesterol. So actually, I cover this data in The Dirt Cure in the book, where it shows that cholesterol actually helps the immune system to function better. and helps brain development as well. So getting plenty of eggs in a week, you know, it, I think is really important. And so that's one of them. I think actually having healthy fats in the diet, and especially from pastured animals, so grass-fed butter, for instance, there's quite a lot of, surprisingly, right, because most of us think butter also not healthy, but
right.
There's data that shows that there's cancer-fighting compounds in butter. Actually, these same compounds help fight obesity. And if the cow has been eating grass and raised on pasture, the mineral levels are higher. There's vitamin D in it. There's even omega-3 fats, which people know now, I think, is good for the immune system and helps to prevent inflammation. So that's another one, and it's delicious. So, you know, why not?
Right.
I definitely am a big fan of eating vegetables, and especially vegetables that have a component of bitter. So I'm not saying that has to be, you know, something intensely bitter, but bitter
right.
compounds are actually really important for digestion. They help gastric motility, preventing like heartburn and constipation, and help really a lot with but also the immune system, boosting the immune system in the ear, nose, and throat, so that prevents your strep and your chronic colds and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, good. So so my favorite food is arugula, so I should be good in that area.
You're fantastic in that area, yep. So leafy greens are very good for that. But also just leaving the peel on fruits, washing them, but leaving the peel on, or a little bit, like I peel carrots with a stripe on and a stripe off of the peel so that the bitter elements that are in
right.
the peel are actually, you know,
That's a really great idea. I want to make sure I get this in here because we've got to close, unfortunately. The website is thedirtcure.com, and there you can find everything that Dr. Sheetreet Klein has talked about today. And I want to thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll have to have you back in the spring when sicknesses appear as well. And we need to protect our children. So thank you so much for being here today. It's always wonderful when a mom takes her innovation and her creativity and her love for being a mom and transforms it into something for other moms to share with their children. And that's just what our next guest did. She is Shelby Herman, the author of Shimmer, the Glowworm. She is a writer and a firm believer in meditation and deep personal growth. She grew up in Boston and Hawaii and a lot of interesting places. She now lives in Long Beach with her family, and she's joining us today on Mom Talk Radio. So welcome, Shelby, to the show.
Thank you so much, Maria. I'm really excited to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you. So a lot of people want to write a children's book. We all have that idea rolling around in our head. What actually motivated you to do it?
With me, it was a little different. It wasn't so much that I had put in my mind, I'm going to write a book. I am very creative, and I'm more of an artist, and I had been working on an inspirational tree that children could have in their room, and I was just brainstorming one night about the tree, and the idea just came to me in a flash, really, and so I just jumped up and started writing everything that was going on in my imagination. So it was kind of a little bit of a sudden flash of inspiration, I guess.
Well, it's definitely has culminated in a wonderful piece of art and literature. So tell me a little bit about developing the characters.
Well, Shimmer the Glowworm was what came to me. I was trying to make something that would inspire children to know how inherently special they are. They have these beautiful qualities, and there's a lot about being more and doing more, but we already are all these beautiful things. And Shimmer the Glowworm lives in this me tree. That is a tree that says, I am love, I am music. And she has a low glow, and she goes on a journey to find her glow, and I think a lot of us can relate to that kind of a situation, you know, in our life on occasion. And she has no judgment, and she just goes out and starts looking for her glow, and she encounters these other beautiful little creatures that are in their own situation of feeling a little down, and as she inspires them, she discovers her glow starts to show. And so she finds her purpose. So there's a lot of really positive messages about we are all connected, we're all one, and when we help others, we get to benefit from their amazing gifts and talents. If someone's a musician or an artist and we can inspire them to show their gifts and their talents, we get to see the paintings and listen to the songs.
And so it's really so you intend this to be a series, right?
It is a series right now. As the story was being illustrated, I had music that came to me. So there is a song that goes with the story, and it's the song Show Your Glow, which is out now. It's on YouTube to be viewed, and it's also on iTunes and everywhere. Uh-huh. And it really enhances the message.
And so what's in store next for the characters?
I'm working on, as this was being developed, it's really just expanding sort of on its own. It's really a happy surprise to me. There's four other songs with the story now, and I'm working on putting together a children's musical because I think it'll be fantastic for children to put on the show. They get to show their glow, and they help the other children show their glow by watching the performances. And so I'm working on a musical. I've got the second book finished and ready to be illustrated. And so really exciting things coming up.
Well, so what do you think, from your perspective, we just have like 2 minutes. What do you think your gift is to other moms through this series?
I think that there's a lot of talk about how children aren't being kind to one another and that kind of thing. And I really feel when I go and read to the schools and do assemblies with the children, they really relate strongly to Shimmer the Glowworm. It gives them a positive way to look at how to handle things. And sometimes when you see someone that's sad or whatever, the children really want to help. They want to do something positive. They want to share and help each other. And so this message of helping someone else show their glow is something really happy that they can do. And I think it's just a great way to encourage them to be who they are and also to help us all be who we are.
Well, it's a very touching and important message for children and for moms. You know, sometimes we forget that we can affect other people's lives with our own glow and the lives of our children as well. Thank you so much, Shelby, for joining us today. And I want to remind everyone you can go to shimmertheglowworm.com to find out more information about the book and to pick up a copy as well. And when we return, we have another author on our show, but this time we're going to turn the focus to a little bit older gender or a little older age group of children and look at the tweens and motherhood.
Helping you succeed at the most important career you'll ever have. Welcome to Mom Talk with Maria Bailey.
I am delighted to have with us today Judy Battalion. She grew up in Montreal, where she studied the history of science at Harvard before moving to London, where she got her PhD, which is so cool, might be on my bucket list. She's a writer, a teacher, a performer, and lives with her husband and daughter in New York City. She's got a new book out called White Walls, a memoir about motherhood, daughterhood, and the mess in between. And we're happy to have her here. So welcome, Judy, to Mom Talk Radio.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
So tell me a little bit about what makes your motherhood journey a little bit different than maybe someone else's.
Sure. So I always say my story, my book White Walls, is really a generational tale. It's a story of kind of the translation of family dynamics over generations, and a story of how I tried to overcome my dysfunctional childhood in order to become a functional parent. My mother was a severe hoarder growing up, and also suffered from anxiety and and depression, and I spent a lifetime running away from that. And then I sort of created a militantly minimalist life for myself, where I felt I had very little stuff, and I felt very in order and in control. And then I had kids, and that shook up the ordered coping mechanisms that I had developed in my life. And so in the book, I try to negotiate the mess of motherhood for someone that came from a pathological mess.
Well, wow, there's a lot of concepts in there.
Oh, so, goodness, sorry.
No, it's very, very interesting. And the journey just sounds like it would be a fascinating read. I want to start with growing up with a mom who's a hoarder and having so many, I guess, challenges there with mental illness. Has your mom read the book?
Yes, my mother has read the book. And as you can imagine, I was very nervous to show it to her. But she really did ask to see it before it was going to be published. I decided I would give it to her when I was in Montreal, just in case there was any emergency or she, you know, felt very depressed or even suicidal reading it. And I then gave it to her. I didn't hear from her for a couple of days, but then she called me and was like, Judy. And I said, I was like, oh gosh, she sounds despondent. And then she went on to say, you know, I read your book, and I really found that chapter 17 didn't work for me. The mix of humor and pathos just wasn't really coming together in the way that it worked to create emotional impact. So she really responded, and she was right. So she at first really responded to it as literature, which was a great relief and also somewhat confusing. But since then, actually, she's reread the book a number of times, and we've talked about sections of it. So literature has always connected us in that way.
Well, so let me just ask you, did she recognize that she was a hoarder? Or because most people that have problems like that don't really recognize them, even they get somewhat defensive.
Yes, it took many, many years for her to recognize that she was a hoarder. It's something that I would say only in the past maybe 3 or 4 years has she accepted that diagnosis.
And what happens when someone accepts that? Do they get rid of all their stuff, or do they just accept it?
Well, I think it's a process. I think getting rid of all that. So when one is a hoarder, the attachments one. Well, we all have attachments to objects. Well, most
right.
of us. We can be sentimental. We see value in things. We think they might be useful in the future. But when someone is a hoarder, it's the number and intensity of these attachments that
right.
is really striking. So it takes a long time to get beneath it and understand why a person is hanging on to all these
right.
things.
Right.
To overcome it. And my mother has seen some occupational therapists that specialize in hoarding. She's now working with someone, actually, to help.
So then you go on to have children. You were kind of the opposite of your mother. How has that affected your daughter?
A large part of the book is explaining that I did the 180. If my mother had a lot of stuff, I wanted to have nothing. If my family was, you know, an emotional mess, I was cool and aloof and an art curator working in white wall galleries. And I became somewhat obsessive with my own need for minimalism. And when I first had a baby, this was very daunting for me because children come with stuff and
right,
are
right.
messy. And in the early months, you know, I would have moments where I would clean frantically. My husband would rock my daughter to sleep, and I'd be on the floor using wet wipes to scrub off, you know, milk stains. But a large part of the book is how I try to negotiate my own counter reaction to my mother, which with what is useful to my daughter. And I'm so conscious of how my mother's hoarding imposed on me, or felt like it imposed
right.
on me as a child. I try not to do the same.
Well, I want to make sure that we get in before we have to close the website. Where can folks go to find the book?
The book is available on all bookseller websites, IndieBound, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or on my website as well, which is www.judybattalion.com.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us today on Mom Talk Radio. Sounds like a very, very interesting book. It's called White Walls, a memoir about motherhood, daughterhood, and the mess in between. Thank you so much, Judy, for joining us today on Mom Talk Radio. And, you know, as we go into the new year, it seems like I'm going into the 20th season of Mom Talk Radio, and it seems like so many years, every year we have like seasonal reminders that I'm always telling moms, okay, well, it's this time of the year again to do this, this, or that. Well, guess what time it is? And you're going to say, oh my God, Maria, not again. It can't be possible. But this is the time right now that you need to be looking for summer camps. I know it's hard to think about the summer, but they fill up. Their application process is open this month. And I really got to tell you that if you have a child that's in the age of a freshman to a junior in high school, you really, really want to check out the pre-college programs that are available at universities across the United States. My daughter actually went to the drama program at Merritt's College in Poughkeepsie, New York. And pre-college courses and our programs, their applications are open this month, and they're a great way to keep your teenager busy. And they get to earn college credits and explore some things that maybe they wouldn't normally do on their own. So check it out. It's summertime camp time when you gotta look for those camps. So when we return, we're going to be talking with one mom who is doing amazing things with girls.
The number one podcast for busy moms, Mom Talk Radio.
I am delighted to have with us on our Spotlights segment today, Kim Grutadas. She has a 13-year-old and a 15-year-old. She's got a blog called goodforyougirls.com. It's very cool because it focuses on girls. And, you know, so many times we kind of forget about the girls. We forget about them when it comes to engineering. We forget about them when it comes to career talk. And a lot of times we forget to have talks with them when it comes to self-care and self-respect. So Kim is focusing on that for us. And I want to welcome Kim to Mom Talk Radio. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Maria. Thank you.
Well, so tell me a little bit. It's a delight to have you here. Tell us a little bit about Good For You Girls.
Good For You Girls is a natural skincare line for the preteen, tween, young teen ages. I was a natural mom. I had been in the natural products industry for many, many years. My daughters were both born with asthma and allergies, so I was very familiar. We could only use natural products, no synthetic dyes, parabens, phthalates, all of those yucky ingredients that people are becoming more aware of in their personal care. And I was angry because when my daughters got to a certain age where they really started to need personal care, there was nothing for them. Everything was either expensive or yucky ingredients, and I knew very well about the negative effects a lot of these chemicals can have on hormone development. So when I couldn't find something, I decided that I was going to start Good For You Girls.
Is this products now that we could all buy for our daughters?
Absolutely. We are available online at goodforyougirls.com. And we have some web partnerships with some amazing partners like Vitacost, Swanson's Health. You can find the products on Amazon. And you'll soon be able to buy the products on QVC.
Oh, that's very, very cool. So
yes.
Tell me the relationship between self-care and self-respect.
Well, it's really huge. And it's all moms, I think the biggest way that we can understand it is that we remember, as a mother, we remember what it felt like to be 10, 11, 12. Mm-hmm. And what I love about personal care in that relationship is that it has the ability to show our daughters that they are worth it. you know, we're stressed out as women. We've been stressed out since our 20s, right? You know, we have yoga's popular, and all these other things are so popular as de-stressors. Can you imagine a world if we told our daughters from a very young age that they deserved and were worthy of time for themselves and to take care of themselves? We would have a very different, if they grew up knowing that it was not a luxury, that it was not bad, it's not selfish to take care of yourself. It is self-care, and self-care is the number one way that we can honor our bodies and show our daughters how to honor their bodies, and especially during this time of transition and puberty, when they are so lost and so needing our love and attention.
I'm on the website now, and I was just wondering, how did these products, I imagine that they work better for the hormone changes that are going on in a young woman as well, whether it's acne or oily skin or that kind of thing.
Exactly, for age appropriate, exactly. So young skin changes constantly. So one day it's dry, one day it's oily, right? So our products are formulated specifically for that. So we're getting rid of the dirt and the grime and bacteria, but we're not over-drying or irritating the skin. So we have two cleansing formulas. We have a gel cleanser, and then we also have a scrub. So that is the product that, based on your daughter's skin or your skin, we have a lot of adults who love our product. But you can choose. Everything else is the same, our toner, our moisturizer, our body wash, our body lotion, and we have deodorant, which is wonderful, an aluminum-free deodorant for girls. So those products will all adapt to the needs of the skin.
And you said that we could purchase them on Amazon or on your website?
Yes, you can purchase them directly from goodforyougirls.com or any of our partners, which are also listed on our website.
Tell me real quickly, how did you figure out how to develop? I mean, we all have good ideas, but you actually went and created it.
Well, actually, I was in the nutrition industry, sport nutrition. So I used to work with ingestibles, you know, things that athletes would take. So I was very versed on ingredients. So when it came to the skin, what was first and foremost were ingredients that benefit the skin. And we know so much today about what really, truly benefits the skin. So our products use coconut oils, coconut as a surfactant, rather than a sodium lauryl sulfate. We use beautiful ingredients like arnica, chamomile, calendula, which help to nourish the skin and pamper the skin, meadow sweet willow herb extract that actually...
So a lot of really good stuff then, huh?
Exactly. We use the power of...
I want to make sure before we end that, because we have to end, that I get your website in here one more time, because it's really phenomenal. I'm placing my order today for my teen daughters. It's goodforyougirls.com, and you can find it online and on Amazon. Thank you so much, Kim, for joining us today on Mom Talk Radio. Really appreciate your time. And when we return, we're going to put you into shape with the most inspirational person I know to do that, Dr. Daisy Sutherland. I am super psyched. You don't hear me use that word very often, to have with us today Dr. Daisy Sutherland. There is not a better, more inspirational person that I can imagine having on the show 3 weeks into the year, when most of you guys are willing to give up on your New Year's resolution of getting in the best shape possible. Daisy is an amazing woman who has 5 children, homeschooled them all, a grandchild. She is 50-ish and is now doing bodybuilding. She is in the best shape of her life and is doing incredible things. So I'm excited to have her. So welcome, Daisy, to Mom Talk Radio.
Oh, thanks so much for having me and for sharing such kind words. I appreciate it, and not giving away my age.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, this week is my birthday and I'm in the 50-ish category as well. But before anything else, I want to make sure that I say this at the beginning, at the end of this segment. Where can moms follow you and get a hold of you? Because they will want to get a hold of you, or at least follow you after this segment.
Well, on all the social media channels, I am Dr. Daisy S for my last name. And then they can also follow my website, which is Holistic Fit Living.
Tell us a little bit about what you're doing, what other women can learn from it. We're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm falling apart.
What I tell a lot of my clients and friends that are up in the age group that we're in is to not give up. It is truly just a number. And if they don't believe me, they should check out some of my pictures because I am not giving up. I have too busy of a lifestyle. My children are growing up. I want to be around for my grandbabies. And that whole antic of being a grandmother and having to be knitting on your rocking chair is old news. And I am set on teaching women that they can definitely embrace the aging process and not give up. And, you know, don't let anyone tell them that they can't do what they plan to do. They need to stick up for themselves and do it.
One of the things that we hear is like, oh, my metabolism dropped. I'm gaining weight. I can't seem to lose it. How do you turn that around?
Honestly, if they go to a medical doctor, they're going to tell them, well, it's your hormones. And I just tell them that that's not necessarily true. That's truly a cop out because a lot of doctors won't take the time to find out more about you. So you need to do your research as well as the individual. And sure, your metabolism may slow down, but the only way that you can up your metabolism and keep it at a healthy level is to stay physically active. And that doesn't mean that you have to run marathons, right, Maria? But
yes.
It does mean that you have to at least do some sort of activity daily, at least 30 minutes, not 10, not 5, 30 minutes. And I'm sure that anyone can find 30 minutes in their lifestyles. If I can do it, anyone can do it. Keeping physical activity up will help to balance their hormones and will help to keep their metabolism in check.
You can't do that physical exercise and then say, oh, well, I exercised for an hour today, so I'm going to go out and eat an ice cream sundae.
No, exactly. I tell a lot of our clients that they have to make, and it's not a sacrifice, it's truly a change of mindset and changing their lifestyle. Because if you want to be physically active, you want to lose weight, it's not a time frame, so to speak. You have to change your lifestyle, which means you have to change the way you eat as well. No fast food, no fried food. Stay away from a lot of the processed foods. It sounds difficult at first, but once you start implementing it into your lifestyle, you'll wonder why you didn't do it sooner.
So we just have 1 minute left. Can you tell everyone again where they can find you and find out more about you and just learn
sure.
from you every day?
Well, on Facebook and Twitter, I am Dr. Daisy S. I have a website, Holistic Fit Living, and I am on Periscope now every day sharing a simple health tip that they can apply to their lifestyle. And I'm also Dr. Daisy S. on Periscope as well.
Well, thank you, Daisy, so much for showing us or sharing some of your day with us. And I know that I tune into you and I love going to your Facebook page and just even telling you that I'm working out makes me work out all that much harder. So thank you so much for the inspiration that you provide so many women. And I want to thank you for listening to Mom Talk Radio today. It's been a pleasure as always, and hope you weather the weather wherever you are in the United States, because I think we're all getting hit with some abnormally cold weather this weekend. And we'll see you back again on Mom Talk next week, this time, this place, this station. And if you miss us, go and download our app at momtalkradio.com or the iTunes stores, where you can take us along with you whenever you like. And we'll see you again next week here on Mom Talk.